Message number 697. Mother of God, you must pray for all those in high places with power over your nations. Wednesday, February 6, 2013 at 02:55 p.m. My child, you must devote all your prayers now for those lost souls who will not acknowledge the existence of God. Scattered throughout the world, those poor souls are living through a time when they are tormented with lies. Those lies are planted in their hearts by the deceiver. Without the light of God in their hearts, they have nothing to look forward to. They do not honor God, so instead they try to find a replacement. The replacement usually takes the form of idolatry for other people or for material things. All that they receive at the end of their quest for peace is turmoil and confusion. They will never find peace without loving God. My beloved Father, through the mercy of His Son Jesus Christ, pours out His light and love over such souls. They do not accept these graces and turn their backs on the only way they have of achieving eternal peace and happiness. You must pray for all those in high places with power over your nations as they suffer greatly. They are being targeted daily by the evil one so that they can be used as a means to inflict hardships on God's children. Their plan to destroy all traces of God from the lives of the nations they control is already in place. As they reveal their true intent, they too will become victims, as well as those souls who will suffer under their regime. Here is a crusade prayer which you must recite to enlighten governments so that the grace of God can cover world leaders. Crusade Prayer 98. For the grace of God to cover world leaders, O my blessed Mother of Salvation, please ask your Son to pour out His graces and love over those leaders who control the world. Pray that the light of God will cure them of blindness and unlock their hearts of stone. Stop them from inflicting persecution on innocent people. Please pray that Jesus will guide them and stop them from preventing the truth of His teachings from being spread to nations throughout the world. Amen. Your beloved Mother of Salvation.